American Council of the Blind, 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 American Council of the Blind. We strive for
independence.
We strive for
equality.
We strive for
a better place
for us all.
National Industries for the Blind would like to congratulate ACB on its 50th year anniversary. National Industries for the Blind and its associated nonprofit agencies are the leading employer of people who are blind in the United States. Join us Wednesday morning for breakfast and learn about our employment programs. We have updates regarding our service employment opportunities in contract management and support in telecommunications. We will also share past and upcoming 2011 legislative and community areas of focus. Enjoy a great breakfast. Bring questions and partake in a lively discussion about increasing the independence of people who are blind through employment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Okay, let me fix this.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention. The 50th, the golden anniversary banquet of the American Council of the Blind is now convened. I do feel like Pearl Mesta or one of those folks who does, you know, banquets and other fancy dinners and all of that. And that really ain't me. However, this is a special occasion, and we are honoring our past presidents as well as the charter member of ACB who is still with us. And she has certainly been present during this convention. One of our past presidents is tonight's banquet MC. He really was my first mentor in this organization and is one who dropped out of law school a number of years ago. I have always admired this gentleman because he was able to work and stay married and go to law school at the same time. That's really multitasking to the max. So, to serve as tonight's master of ceremonies for our 50th anniversary banquet, let me bring to the microphone from Knoxville, Tennessee, Dr. Otis Stevens.
There you go, Otis. The mic is there, and I'll stay with you and help you if you have any problems.
I'll need you here.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Can you hear me? I think I'm coming. Now you can. I have to eat the microphone slightly here.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get started, I am reminded of a real event that occurred in my residential school past, when the boys, who were about 11 or 12, maybe, were talking after hours, and the house mother in those days, who ran the show, came down the hall two or three times to make us be quiet. And she finally, in desperation, came down for the third time. "You boys, be quiet." And this one fellow said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And she said, "Who said that?" And he said, "Patrick Henry." I would like to introduce the head tables here, if I can. On the top, we have a couple of rows here. Top row, left of the podium, we have Rick Coomey, Carol Ann Ewing, and M.J. Schmidt. To the right of the podium, we have Mitch and Donna Pomerantz. Dr. Francisco Lima. And on the bottom row of the table, left to right, Peter Alschol, Marvelena Quesada Gray, and Christopher Gray, Oral Miller, Leroy and Pat Saunders, Judy Jackson and Paul Edwards. Now, I assume, Mr. President, that we are prepared to go ahead with our meal. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And we'll get back to you shortly.
We have an invocation.
We have an invocation coming up. Do you have the name of the person?
I should, but...
Yes. Okay, the invocation is being delivered tonight by Rick Colmey,
President
of the American Council of the Blind of Nevada.
Nevada Council of Blind. That's
right. Nevada Council, sorry.
Need a mic? It's up here, Rick.
Okay, thank you.
Right here, Rick.
All right. Thank you very much.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee tonight full of gratitude for Thy blessings that has brought us here and allowed us to assemble in peace to conduct the business of the American Council of the Blind. We thank Thee for blessing us with our members, our leadership. We thank Thee for blessing us with our agency to choose and our intellect to debate, to discern, to learn. Please continue to help us along our way. We thank Thee for blessing us with this wonderful food. Please bless it for us. And, O Heavenly Father, please take us all home safely and help us to assemble again in a year. We say these things in the name of Thy Holy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, very good. You can. You're the MC, my man.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
To eat?
Yes.
Okay, we'd like for you to go ahead and enjoy your meal, and we will be returning to you shortly. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as your second course is being served, let me give you some heads up. Well, let me make a couple of comments. I believe we came close, and I haven't gotten the complete number from Carla, but I think we have sold almost every banquet ticket that we offered. This may be our biggest banquet, at least in my memory. I would have to get that number from Carla, but and I don't want to give you a number and then find out I was way off. So if Carla is minded to provide that information, get it up to me or whatever, that would be fine. But this is a historic ACB night because it is our 50th anniversary, and I don't know. Well, go ahead.
Thank you.
I was only 11 when ACB was founded, so I don't know whether there was a banquet in 1962 when ACB convened on its own for the first time. But this is historic because we have exceeded our sponsorship amounts for money brought in. We've exceeded our amount for auction. We've exceeded our amount for walk. And I personally want to thank all of you because you are beginning to provide the kind of assistance in these difficult economic times that this organization needs. And I want you to know I appreciate it from every one of you who's helped out. Is Jackie here? She is.
To give door prizes.
We've got two. We've got five. Six. We'll do three now and three later. That the Nevada Host Committee held for this evening. We will give those out. We'll let you eat. Then, while dessert is happening, we're going to reverse the order of things that we normally do. We're going to give the Durward McDaniel and Robert Bray Awards. Remember, we gave the Card Award on Monday morning. We'll do that. Then we will have ACB Jeopardy, and we will top off the evening with the Braille Forum raffle drawing. And if there are other raffles that you wish to have drawn tonight, you need to tell us about it. But we're going to conclude with the Braille Forum raffle. But right now, let's bring Jackie Ross. What a wonderful job she and Aaron have done this week.
Good.
I'm giving money away. That's why.
Right. There you go.
Okay, the first one is $25 from the ACB of Minnesota. And if you just put your hand up, I'll bring these to you. Julie Johnson. Okay, I see the table. The next one is $25 from the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind. And that goes to... Yeah. I hope I'm saying the name correctly. Lieta Lipsy. Okay, I see the hand. Great, thank you. And the last one this time is $25 from the Alaska Council for the Blind, and that goes to Yvonne Singletary. Is that this lady? Put your hand up. Is that you? Yvonne? Is she here? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Jackie. Okay, radio reading representatives, you can just eat your dinner now for a few minutes, and I'll be right back to you shortly. A few more recollections of past ACB conventions I thought I might share with you. How many of you remember the Arkansas convention in Little Rock in 1976, I believe it was, wasn't it? Hot Springs, Arkansas, in 76. We had to travel about 50 miles from Little Rock over to Hot Springs in a taxi, as I recall, to get to the place. But it was great fun once we were there. And then, of course, there was the convention in Mobile in 1975. Any of you remember that? That was a great convention as well. Salt Lake City in 1978. That was a big convention as well. Grand Rapids in 1979. Louisville in 1980. That was a very good convention as well. Atlanta, we had a great time in Atlanta in 1982. I remember going to that convention, and at the end of the convention, I was talking to one of the hotel staff, and I said, what do you think about all these blind people down here? He said, oh, those are real blast. He says, we got a bunch of midgets coming in here next week. In the history of the Georgia Academy for the Blind that I just finished a few months ago, I told the true story of an occurrence at the Academy in 1951. It was one of the first student protests in American history. It predated the college protests of the 1960s by more than a decade. And what happened, of course, was that we, the high school boys, all except the three graduating seniors who didn't want to jeopardize their graduation by participating in this sit-down strike, decided just to participate in the sit-down strike to protest the restrictions that had been placed on us recently by a new superintendent and not allowing us to leave campus for more than 1 or 2 hours a week, and always the boys at one time, the girls at another time. Very restrictive stuff. So we decided to protest. Now, we didn't do anything of an organized nature, like filing a petition or, you know, spelling out a list of grievances. We just went into the smoker, the dreary sand-covered floor of a room with a long bench on one side of it where you went to smoke after meals and in the evenings. We went there after breakfast and just sat down and didn't move. Well, at first, the boy's house mother came down crying and tried to get us to go to class and told us that we were all going to get sent home if we didn't shape up. We told her we knew what we were doing. Of course, we didn't, but we didn't want her to know that. Then our esteemed English teacher, Mrs. Hamp Riley, who was a great teacher at the school, came in with the same message. You boys had better go to class while you still can or you'll be sent home. And we said, okay, Ms. Riley, we can take care of this. Then the superintendent, who was a rather blustery individual, F.G. Nims, but a guy who had, as it turned out, a heart of gold, but we didn't know that at the time. He was very blustery, and had only been there about a year. He came in, and in a belligerent tone, he said, okay, gentlemen, what's the score? And one of our kids said, 20-1. And Mr. Nim said, what do you mean 20-1? As he backed out the door. He stayed gone for about a half an hour. He came back, changed his tone completely, talked to us about going hunting with his pack of hounds. He kept hounds on the Academy campus, one of whom was named Cicero. I'll never forget Cicero. Told us that he wanted to take us hunting with him at some point. Of course, he never did, but he told us he did. And then he told us that if we would come to his office and tell him what was bothering us, he would be glad to talk to us, but that he wasn't going to talk to us down here in the smoker. He wasn't going to do that. So he left, and one by one, we went up to his office, and pretty soon the whole group was sitting around the office and telling him what was bothering us, and he listened very quietly and very calmly and said, I'll take it under advisement. I'll take this business of relaxing the rules. I will take it under advisement. Now, how about going back to class? So we did, and I'd say by 10:30 or quarter of 11 that morning, after about a little over 2 hours, the famous strike of 1951 was over, no one having been sent home. But the rules not having been relaxed very much either. He gradually did move in that direction, but it took a while. He didn't want to acknowledge that we'd made much of an impact on him. But I do believe that was perhaps the first significant student protest predating college protests of the 1960s by more than a decade. Okay, I have inspired Mitch to tell a story. So here's our president.
Some folks, I actually spoke about this or mentioned it as an anecdote some years ago, and I may have written it. My second convention was 1985 in Las Vegas. And you've got to understand the scene. I am newly separated. I am a free man in Las Vegas. And I have just finished dinner on a Saturday evening. My plans, I hadn't made them, but they weren't to work. And I get up from the restaurant and head out toward I don't know where. All of a sudden, I am accosted by Patricia Beatty. And Patricia says, "You're due at Resolutions." And I said, "I'm not due anywhere. I'm out to have a good time." And she said, "No, you're not. Your affiliate president, who at the time was Robert Acosta, had nominated you to serve on the Resolutions Committee. The only problem was Robert hadn't told me." Needless to say, my week was not spent exactly how I'd planned it, but that was my first exposure to the policy and advocacy side of ACB. If only Pat hadn't seen me, things might have been very different. In a few minutes, I don't know, hopefully most of you have gotten your desserts. No? Okay.
They're just starting.
Let's give it about 10 minutes, Otis. Yes. And then we will roust Cindy Van Winkle from her reverie and give out a couple of awards. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
And while we're waiting, I'll tell you one more story about a convention that I remember. Some of you may remember this one. This is in 1980. We were in Louisville. And my room, hotel room, was on the first floor, very close to the meeting room. I was sitting in my chair very quietly, observing the serious business that was being transacted. And all of a sudden, a dog came trotting up to me. Out of harness. I was a guide dog user at that time. Somehow my dog, whom I had left securely leashed in the room, I thought, had been released by someone. And that dog came down to the meeting room and found me. Ran down the aisle, found me, and came right up to me and said, "Here I am." Now, that's a smart seeing eye dog for you. Back in the early to mid-70s, and on into, I guess, on into the early 80s, there was a lot of informality surrounding the ACB conventions, a lot of visiting in rooms impromptu, no real announcements made. People would just show up in large numbers in rooms and imbibe a bit and socialize a bit. One evening, and I think this was probably about 1975, a number of us were in a room, 25 or 30 people crowded in there, and one fellow, a friend of mine from Knoxville, was sitting down with his back on the floor, with his back against the wall, and a number of people were walking through, and a couple of them had guide dogs with them. So one lady came through, and she reached down, and the fellow who was sitting with his back against the wall, and I guess I can tell you who it was. I don't think he would kill me for telling you. It was Ray Mowry from Knoxville. Had a lot of curly hair. This lady reached down. She felt this curly head, thought it was a dog, and she says, "Oh, hello, puppy." And Ray says, not to be outdone, Ray says, "Woof, woof." And to this day, I'm sure that person thought she was talking to a guide dog. Those were the kinds of things that made those conventions truly memorable, in addition, of course, to the serious work that we did as well. But they had their light moments. Cindy, are you here? Gives me a great deal of pleasure now, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce to you one of our outstanding, I would say newer, younger members, very energetic, doing a great job at this convention as she has in recent years with other conventions. This is Cindy Van Winkle.
Thank you.
Here you are.
Thank you so much. Thank you. What a pleasure. I've never met Otis Stevens, and just got to tonight, and what an honor. And an honor to be here on the 50th anniversary of the American Council of the Blind to give out some special and well-deserved awards. So, oh my goodness, bear with me for a second. I actually have three awards I'll be giving tonight. The first one is the Robert S. Bray Award. This award is given in recognition of someone who has been improving library services, access to published materials, or improving communication and adaptive technologies for all people. I am so excited, and I'm excited and sad because the recipient is not here. However, I think you will all be delighted when I tell you, I'm going to lower this just a little because I think that's, there you go. When I tell you who is receiving this award. In years past, we usually have given it to somebody that has really been more targeting to library services and probably more of the literary kind of written word. This year, this is really truly being given about communication. And if we were all to think about maybe the biggest way people communicate today, we'd probably recognize that it has to do with social networking. And we're not talking about social networking where we go to a hospitality room and socialize. We're talking about the social networking that is done on the internet. And this year, the Robert S. Bray Award is being given to Christopher Toth and the Quitter Development Team. When I spoke with Chris a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, he asked me if I used Quitter, and I said yes. And he said, now Quitter is a, it's a application or a, can't think of what I'm looking for, but it's a program that you can download and access Twitter, and it's very, very accessible. And I was excited when he told me that they are in process of also making it available to use with Facebook. I look forward to that because I am a Facebook junkie. Okay, so this is what the plaque reads. American Council of the Blind, Robert S. Bray Award, presented to Christopher Toth and the Quitter Development Team, in recognition of their commitment to enhancing communication accessibility for all people on a national and worldwide level through their Quitter client, oh, there's the word, opening the gateway to social networking through Twitter. And it's got the date and the location. So help me congratulate Christopher Toth and the Quitter Development Team. Okay. The next award. Now, I love giving out the awards, especially when it's a surprise. And if you guys were here last year, you'll remember that I had to do some white lies when Brenda and Dan Dillon won the George Card Award. And so this one, actually, the little white lie started with somebody else, not with me. And somehow I had to keep it going, and it was kind of tough, actually. So some of it was by avoidance. But this person, this is the Durward K. McDaniel Award. And it is given in recognition of a blind person who may or may not be a member of a blindness organization, but who has, through his or her personal characteristics and activities unrelated to employment, contributed to the acceptance and understanding of blind people and their capabilities and contribute and as a capable and contributing member of their community. Now, this person is has not been a member of ACB, at least of recent, but they are here, unless they ditched the banquet. Wow. This person believes in volunteerism, volunteers a lot. When this person lost their vision over 10 years ago, they started a support group for visually impaired people. Soon thereafter, decided that really we need to be working together, and so helped organize a disability group, works with disability awareness in schools and with other organizations. And what I really, and I think the committee really liked, also works to empower disabled people on how to advocate for themselves. In the letter, this person was described as someone who really was well-deserving and is a positive role model of blind people. And she is supposed to be here, and she's been here all week. And I've met her once. Her name is Becky Forsell. Now, as Becky makes her way up here, and I hope somebody can assist her on getting up here. Becky, you are here, yes? Is she here? Oh, thank goodness. Okay. As she comes up here, Becky, that presentation you thought you were going to make at the post-convention board meeting, you're not making it. And I'm sure that you can use your materials that you put together for some other presentation in the future. I hope you'll forgive me and Christine, your nominator, for the little... I think she was threatening to shoot me or something. I would love her to come up here. Yes, please. I'm told by my mom she's crying, so... Becky... I hope you will forgive us. We really wanted you to be here. And many people in the Yes, is it Yes United or Yes, what is it called? Yes of America United. Many of the board members and other people contributed to your trip so that you could be here. They did know. And ACB did not pay for your trip here, as you thought. We were, because we just don't do that, do we, guys? So come over here. Come here so I can read you your... Come here. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Now let me read this to you. She's shaking. She's crying. Okay. Help me congratulate her before we start reading this. She's...
Okay. You were so kind.
Okay. The American Council of the Blind Durward McDaniel Ambassador Award presented to Becky Forsell in recognition of her day-to-day activities as a positive role model and a representative of the capabilities of people who are blind throughout society. Congratulations, Becky, and we know you're going to become an active force in the Florida Council of the Blind, aren't you?
Yes.
Here's your award. If you want to say something, make it great. But you can come up here to the podium. Step forward.
Oh, I can't think.
Right there. Do you want to say anything? You can just say thank
you. You don't know what this means to me, guys. I want to thank. I want to first tell someone that she was really sneaky. I saw her, and she didn't even let on when I got here. I'm in total shock. But I want to thank my organization, Yes of America United. We're a strong advocacy group, and I would love to work. One of the things I want to say is I met some people here that are awesome. And I went to one meeting where we talked about multiple disabilities. You guys have it. Let's go forward and be more inclusive and make a difference in our community. We have so much wealth out there who can do so much, and I just want to be a part of it. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you, Becky.
Becky?
This is Mitch Pomerantz.
It's good to meet you.
Thank you.
I met
your
wife.
Yes. And here's your box with your plaque in it. I put it in there, okay? Be careful so it doesn't fall out, all right? And I'm going to go. I have one more award, so I'm going to go to work. Okay. Okay. This is so far. This is good.
Congratulations.
This is good. This is good. It's always nice when those surprises work. This next award is the James R. Olson Distinguished Service Award. I'm excited to be giving this to somebody who I admire greatly. When I read this person's nomination letter, I just had a feeling the committee would agree that this person was extremely deserving of this award. This person serves on numerous committees of ACB and gives everything he has to them. He moderates a list that he asked to have created so that he could share important information about fundraising with other people, other leaders in the organization. Despite his full-time job at Western Kentucky State University, or something like that, I'm probably messing it all up. He chairs the ACB Public Relations Committee, and under his leadership, they have created 3 handbooks as well as a couple of white papers. He also chairs the monthly monetary support committee, and under his leadership, that the MMS program has grown at least 3 times under his leadership. He also serves on the ACB Walk Committee and on the Resource Development Committee. I know he's always thinking about ways to share the word about ACB and get us out there in the public eye. I know he's passionate about this organization, and it is with great pleasure that ACB Awards Committee is going to recognize Dr. Ron Milliman as this year's James R. Olson Distinguished Service Award recipient. If Ron, if you could make your way up here, that'd be great. I apologize for that noise. Where's that? Oh. Hi, there, Ron. You know what I've been wanting to see you all week, and I haven't gotten to see you, so I guess I had to wait until I could give you an award. Oh, my goodness. Here's the award. I'm going to read it to you, Ron. It says, American Council of the Blind, James R. Olson Distinguished Service Award, presented to Dr. Ron Milliman in recognition of the incredible amount of time, talent, and expertise he has given to ACB by extending himself way beyond the call of duty for the many committees in which he serves. And it has today's date and location. Congratulations, Ron.
Thank you, sir. I don't know the microphone. Well, I'm trying real hard to. I'm trying really hard to maintain my composure. The people that work with me know I'm a pretty tough guy to work with, but you wouldn't know it right now, I guess. I'm glad my students aren't here, I'll tell you that. It's Western Kentucky University.
That was close.
Yeah, very close.
Pretty close.
Well, it could have been worse. She could have said University of Kentucky. You know, that would have been... yeah. But I just have to say that, and I just can't possibly stress this enough, you know, I accept the award, and I appreciate it more than you can possibly ever realize. But the things that I have done here, I really didn't do it. I led the way, but I've had some really, really great committees and really great people to work with. You know, our PR committee we put out several handbooks, three handbooks now, and some white papers, but it's been a committee project. I've been kind of tough at times, I guess, to set dates and try to keep people on the dates and so forth and coordinating them. And the MMS committee, frankly, I'm really, really, really proud of what we've done there. We've hit almost right at, and I don't know the exact figure, but right at $7,000 annualized money just from this convention. And it's amazing. We got almost 40 new people at this convention. I say new, that's new plus the increases. And that gives us almost 200 now. I think we started out, I think we started out with 68 people when we started this thing, and now we're up to about 200. So I'm really, and again, it's been a total team and group effort. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Ron. And I'm sorry to get to spend time with you at all. Oh, it is nice when those surprises work. What a pleasure it is to serve this organization as chair of the awards committee. I also have a fine committee I work with, and I mentioned them earlier in the week, but I'd like to mention them again, and hopefully I don't forget anybody. But there's Shelley Hart, Chip Hiley, Patrick Sheehan, Billie Jean Keith, Janet Dickelman, Brenda Dillon as our officer liaison, and I feel like I'm forgetting one person. No? Okay, I hope not. And Doc Ed Bradley. That's who I'm forgetting. I didn't forget him, though. And I want to thank Otis Stevens, because he said I was a younger and newer. So maybe in if he were to measure me against how long he's been out in and how old he is, and it just happens to be that we haven't met, but I'll just let you know that I joined 25 years ago, and I am going to be 49 in 12 days. So anyway, thank you very much, and thank you, Mitch, for allowing me to serve ACB, and look forward to the rest of this banquet. Thank you. Thank you, Otis.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Washington.
Cindy, you're mean. You make everybody cry.
Cindy's, nice job.
Thank you.
I was reminded, as Cindy was making her presentations, I was reminded of the first time I attended a banquet in which the Ambassador Award was given out, and that was in 1974, I believe. I think it was the Chicago meeting. It may have been the second one that I attended. Anyway, it was memorable because that year's award recipient was Charlie Boswell, famous blind golfer. And what I remember about what Boswell had to say was that he would challenge any professional golfer, including Arnold Palmer, to play him at midnight on any golf course in the country. You want the mic, Mr. President?
Dan who? Dylan. Oh, I suppose now's as good a time as any. Mr. Dillon, where is he?
Shall I ask Dan to come up to the...
He's here, somewhere.
Dan?
There you go.
We're going to hear from Dan Dillon here in just a second.
Thank you, Otis.
Mr. Dillon.
Thank you, sir. You're doing a great job. Good evening, everyone. This has been a great convention, and we have raised a lot of money. And I just want to give kind of last call for ACB Braille Forum drawing tickets. But before I do that, I want to recognize my RDC committee. And I know we're all having fun here, and it's not business, but I really need to recognize my committee because they've done such a great job in getting out there and selling raffle tickets, promoting the walk, promoting the auction. So I want to recognize my committee. We have Burrow Colley. Yeah, from Washington. Yeah. And Ron Milliman, who just won that very, very deserving award. Michael Garrett, who's been there for years, and I think Michael might have some. I hope Michael may have some raffle tickets left to sell. If not, we're gonna be selling them. Okay, and Ken Maddox, Christina Tran, and Mr. Lane Waters, who's been a tremendous help. Okay. Mike Godino sold a lot of tickets, but he's on his way back to New York. And Marjorie Beeman, whoa, she has helped out with volunteers, and she sold raffle tickets. Okay, then we have Dan and Leslie Spoon, who sold like 70 tickets. But Dan and Leslie are on their way to Vegas. And Billie Jean Keith, who sold 40 tickets or more. And Billie Jean, I don't know if you have any left, but I hope you do. And Cindy Van Winkle. Cindy's got tickets left. What table are you at, Cindy? Cindy's at table 6, and she's got tickets. Okay. Dan Dillon, who's he? I'm at table 1, and I've got tickets, but we couldn't do this without my wonderful wife, Brenda. And so anyway, guys, we're giving any of those of you who want tickets, it's the last call, and we're going to have the drawing later on. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to make a couple of Actually, I'm wondering whether if there are folks who want to buy tickets, do we have some sighted assistance? If you want to buy tickets, maybe you can raise your hand and we can get you together with the folks who still have them to sell. Is that workable, Lane?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. This afternoon, when we had our end of convention record vote, Lane had just smoked a cigarette, and the poor man was running in from wherever he was to help us. Oh, you were selling raffle tickets. I was calling him Running Waters. They usually call you Muddy Waters. That name's already been taken. So you were Running Waters this afternoon.
Water Lane.
No, Water Lane. That's called a river. Let's begin to organize ACB Jeopardy. We have set up a table, stage left. It's to the left of the lower table, head table. And who we need at that table are the following. We need Peter Altshul, who will be our MC. He will be Alex Trebek. Our scorekeeper extraordinaire is a member of the convention program committee from Utah, Terry Lynn Pomeroy. Now, Terry Lynn needs to come up here. And our four contestants, and if you didn't hear this morning, we had a drawing last night. Peter and Terry Lynn and I participated with the assistance of Donna, who wrote names down. Yes, we put the papers in the CAP Bay State. When I was in Massachusetts, they gave me a Cardinal USC cap. And that's what we pulled the names out of. That's my sun hat. And by the way, since Joel Snyder isn't up here, I will tell you I'm wearing my USC tie. Because I'm a Trojan first, last, and always, as well as an ACB member first, last, and always. So, our four contestants we need at the table, along with Peter and Terry Lynn, will be Becky Barnes, Carla Westjohn, Roger Peterson, and Paul Edwards. If the four of you plus our MC for the game and Terry Lynn can get to the table, the judge, if there is a controversy, will be Otis Stevens, who had a little something to do with getting the McGiverns to write People of Vision. I should tell you that not all of the questions have to do with ACB history, but they all have to do with ACB. While we're doing that, while we're getting all of the folks coordinated, I discovered, actually Donna discovered before I did, that one of the exhibitors here this year is a neighbor of ours. Daryl Fulton from Adaptel lives up Lake Avenue a bit in Altadena, which is the next community up from Pasadena. Altadena is the community that separates Pasadena from the forest fires. And we had the bad fire a couple of years ago. We live on the top floor, and Donna, with her half a good eye, we could see the flames. We were that close. I suspect Daryl was a little closer. Daryl, you want to come and talk for a moment about your raffle? While we're getting our Jeopardy
folks set up.
Let's go. Mitch is so cold. We just met, and he's already like a homeboy. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, earlier we announced from Adaptil Communications that we were going to give away a week vacation in South Carolina. Now, we're going to do that, but it's actually 2 weeks. And what's happening is I found out, I'm out of breath because I ran up here. I found out that we upgraded, whereby you can actually, with the upgrade, your choice, go to Interval International, and for 1 year, go anywhere in the world you want to go. So it's no longer South Carolina only, but you can go there if you want to. I know Mandy. You live in South Carolina. Mandy brought about 4 tickets at $3. Now, it's only fair that the $3 people stay there. Now, here's what we're going to do, real short and simple. 1 ticket, $5. 3 tickets, $10. 5 tickets, $20. Now, the only way you can buy a ticket is that you promise if you win the raffle that you give away a ticket, I mean the other week, to a non-sighted person if you're sighted, or vice versa. You must give it to a minority. I know because the tickets are in my name, the weeks are in my name, and I'll make sure you give one away and you keep 1 week for yourself if you win. Is that a deal? I'm at table 42, and I'm really, really want to bring the sighted world and the unsighted world together. And I talked to Mitch about my radio program that's in Los Angeles live every Sunday, and I want Mitch and I to get together soon and bring ACB a little closer to the world that should be blessed by you guys. I'm tremendously blessed, and I thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dale.
What Daryl didn't say is he said, well, his show is 10 to midnight on Sunday nights. And I said, not this Sunday. We're going to have a hard time. Donna and I have a Sunday evening ritual. We watch Ice Road Truckers. So we may have to, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to stay up for Ice Road Truckers Sunday night. We may have to record it. Is Peter Altschul?
He's there.
Lane, can you assist Peter to get to the table, please? Oh, okay. Lane, you've just been drafted. Oh, all right. Michael Foljam will assist. Michael, go assist Mr. Altschul, please. Hey, if Lane's selling tickets, we're not going to interrupt him. Not going to happen. I want to, while they're still setting up, I want to give a special thanks, because I didn't have a chance this afternoon, to our outgoing convention coordinator and our incoming ACB treasurer for all her hard work with this and previous conventions, Carla Rushable. I also, and I'm doing this with crossed fingers, our photographer for ACB, Leonard, and I probably knew your last name at some point, but I have a memory like a steel sieve. But Leonard, our photographer, is here, and I will ask at the conclusion of the banquet, since Mike Godino is already on his way home, I would ask that the current members of the ACB Board of Directors, including Carla, who will be our treasurer as of, and was, well, she began as treasurer At the conclusion of the convention, conference and convention. But I would ask the officers and board members to congregate up front so that we can get a couple of photos. Peter, are you at the Jeopardy table? I'm sorry? Well, we need three mics. I have been assured we'll have them. Mr. Doudna, he's working on it. So in the meantime, we can vamp for another couple of minutes.
We'll be good.
All right. I am going to ask...
Where's the volunteer? Me, right? You. Okay. Hi, Michael. You're Michael. Okay, thanks. I'll do whatever you need to do. So.
I know. I am going to... Chris Gray is conducting interviews for ACB Radio. I'm sort of like the guy from ESPN who goes over to the radio interviewer and says, we need this person for television. I am going to ask... I think it's only appropriate that we hear a couple of words... from our charter member tonight, M.J. Schmidt. So I'm going to bring M.J. to the microphone while our Jeopardy table gets organized.
Thank you.
M.J.? I'm going to take this out of the mic stand and hope I can get it back in. I don't always do what I'm told.
I am.
Chris ought to know that. The mic cord. There we go.
Let's give it a big yank.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, I just need one person.
Except I have to untangle some paper. Oh, this is great fun. There we go. MJ, there you go.
Hi, everyone.
What's going to happen is I'm going to be handing you.
I'm happy to be here, I guess. This convention. A great many wonderful things have happened here, but I had some spinal stenosis surgery, and they separated the lumbars, and they took the pain away, but now I have so much neuropathy in my feet that I've been severely debilitated, and you know, you can imagine how much I love that. So at this convention, I have been here in a wheelchair, and I haven't liked it. And I've been telling everybody that I'm not going to come back because it's hard. But I don't know. I'll probably be back. Who knows? You know, you do something so long that you don't know how to stop. That is really true. I started out working for ACB just like everybody else. I cared about the people. I made some wonderful friendships. They found all sorts of committees and things for me to do. Drew would used to call me and tell me to go places and organize, and I'd go like a dumb cluck. He was my mentor, no doubt about that. He was a great guy. This organization, to me, has been very important, and it still is. I want you to know that we have Goodwill thrift stores in our town. But in my will, it says that all my clothes are to go to the ACB thrift stores. So my cousin is going to have to box them all up and send them. And she's going to have a lot of fun, boy. She will not remember me fondly after that, I don't think. This convention has been a real tribute to ACB. It just shows who we are. I can't forget that Jernigan and Tenbrook didn't think we'd last 5 years, and here we are. 50 years later, certainly more democratic, and certainly We don't follow any pattern of keeping our secrets in this organization. We just argue all over the internet and everywhere. And you know what that proves? That proves we're a bunch of people that can't agree about everything. Way back, somebody said something to me because I'd lost some kind of a battle on the floor, and I wasn't very happy about it right then. And they said, "You won't come back anymore." I said, "Are you kidding? Do you know how many battles I've lost in this organization? I don't know enough to stay home." So I'm really happy to be here. I only wish there were more people who remember what we went through in those days. It was humiliating. It was awful. And when they brought it down to where the kids couldn't play together, I was so glad my kids were too young to be there. Because it's hard for kids at conventions anyway, and when they make friends, they're really happy about it. And then some clown comes and tells them they can't play anymore. I haven't really got much else to say. ACB has been important to me for 50 years, and if I were to live another 50, it would be important to me for another 50, I guess. Because I'm a creature of habit. I'm like a dog, I guess. I'm a creature of habit. I do what I've been doing and just keep doing it. And I can't say that I like everybody in this organization because I'd be lying. The people I don't like, I really don't like. Because I don't do anything by halves. When I came in, I was young and brash, and now I'm old and brash. Big change. But I will tell you that 98% of the people here, I'm proud to call my friends. I love all of you. Thank you.
Oops.
Did that do?
That was perfect. I gotta say, she isn't totally a creature of habit. MJ didn't like me for a long time.
That's true.
Well, you didn't deserve it. Okay. Now the fun Oh, I did it. Well, no, I didn't. There we go. You'd think... What, I did a radio show for 3 years in the early 70s. I did a cable TV show for 4 years and before I retired from the city. I think I know how the heck to handle a microphone. All right, Mr. Altschul.
Mr. Pomerantz.
I think what I'd like you to do, first of all, aside introducing the peanut gallery over here. No. I did my mea culpas. I'm going to... turn this over to Peter. Along with the fun of ACB Jeopardy, we've also come up with prizes for all four contestants. And Peter, I trust you have those written down so that when I turn this over to you in about 10 seconds, you'll be able to announce them.
I can.
So I will now turn the microphone and the festivities over to the president of Friends in Art, and a dear friend and sparring partner in political discussions, privately, fortunately, Mr. Peter Altschul from Columbia, Missouri, alias Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, ACB Radio, and thanks to you all. Before I get going too much, I need to thank Mitch. When Mitch asked me to do this, he asked me to work with a committee, and I want to thank... two folks who helped me develop the questions in particular, especially Michael Byington, who came up with all kinds of really cool questions. Thank you, Mike. And to Otis Stevens, who corrected several of my answers. Thank you. And also Mitch, who really sort of helped me sort of structure the stuff and gave me a lot of support. So thank you to all of you. Also, thank you to the brave and gutsy Terry Lynn Pomeroy, who has to keep score. Which is going to be an interesting challenge, but I have confidence that she will succeed. Before I introduce the contestants, I will tell you the prizes. The first prize comes from Handytech. It is the new TV tuner, which, as I understand it, will allow you to do things that any sighted people can do using this software. The value is $300. The second prize is a $150 gift certificate to the ACB store. The third prize is also from Handy Tech, the Accomplish Cash Manager Product Pack, which is a new cash management software from New Zealand, and it's valued at $75. And the fourth prize is three old-time radio shows valued at about $30. Might not be worth losing. So those are the prizes. And now it is time to introduce the contestants. In no particular order. Sorry, I'm not speaking to the microphone. Now I am. We got Becky Barnes from Mount Kisco, New York. We have Roger Peterson from California. We have ex-president Paul Edwards from Florida. And Carla Westjohn, I think also from California. Is that right?
Nebraska.
Okay, my error. So we're well spread out throughout the country, which is great. Now, you may wonder how we're going to how I'm going to be able to determine, since I'm totally blind, who is answers first, is ready to answer the questions first. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to make percussionists out of each of these people. I'm a percussionist, so I am capable of doing this with the help of a volunteer. Now, of course, I have four percussion instruments, and the challenge was which percussion instrument best suited the personality of each contestant.
Oh, no.
So for Becky Barnes, I have for you, and would the volunteer please give this to Becky? Yep.
Oh, well, so much for my dog.
I'm sorry for all the dogs and the dog owners here, users. But it's so Becky, it's just so Becky. For Roger, I have a cowbell. Now, you may not wonder why Roger and a cowbell fit. Well, not really, except that it comes from a GW Micro, and Mike and Roger is a techie. So Roger gets the cowbell. Volunteer, could you please give it to... Now, Carla is the youngest person here, so she gets cymbals. But these are the cymbals we played in kindergarten. So, volunteer, you have to make sure she knows how to play these. Okay, so that's your job. Yeah. And for Paul... Yeah, try it once. As hard as you can. It has to be loud. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. The fourth contestant... Paul Edwards gets a wood block. Now, how that fits with Paul, I'm not exactly sure. Okay, so...
I think that was my head.
Yeah. For Paul's stubbornness, I suppose. Volunteer, can you...
I got it right.
And no, see, hit it with this part of the stick. Gotcha. Not the right. Okay, awesome. All right. Yeah. It has to be loud. Very good. We like... So the first thing we need to do... And hit it as hard as possible. Okay, so the first, hold it in your hand.
Yeah, hold it
in your hand. This is important because we need to be as loud as possible.
No, it's all right.
Okay, so, all right. Those are the percussion instruments. And just to make sure that everybody knows how to play their instrument, Becky, would you please play the squeaky? Thank you. Roger, would you please play the cowbell? Thank you. Carla, would you please play the cymbals? Thank you very much. And Paul, would you please play the woodblock? Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, I may, in the heat of battle, not use the names when I say to... I may just use the percussion instrument. So, Becky, you might be squeaky. Roger, you might be cowbell. Paul, you might be woodblock. And Carla, you might be cymbals. So just answer accordingly, and thank you for your patience. Okay. Now... before we do that, I'm going to read you a test question. The person who answers the question right and first gets to choose the categories, which I'll read you in a minute. So are you ready, contestants?
Ready.
Okay. The answer is the year that ACB was founded. I hear a woodblock.
1961.
Okay, that means Paul can start the questions. All right. Yep, yep. You got to ask the question though, Paul.
So I lost. Oh well. When is 1961?
Okay, let's try to do that in honor. Okay. Here are the categories for Single Jeopardy. They are acronyms, firsts, and random. Paul, please start.
Acronyms for 500.
Okay, okay. The categories are 2, 4, 6, 8, and 1,000.
What do I know?
Yeah.
Acronyms for 1,000.
Okay. We will get there in a second. You surprised me, Paul. Well, I shouldn't be surprised. Okay, so you want acronyms, okay, for 1,000. The answer is VIVA. I hear Squeaky.
What is the veterans? Oh, dear.
Hold on. Give her a chance. Symbols, you're next. Becky, are you...
I know it's the veterans group, and I just lost it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You lose 1,000 points. I'm sorry, Becky. Symbols.
What is the visually impaired veterans of America?
That is correct. That is correct. So the symbols, or Carla gets to choose the next category.
I will go with acronyms for 200.
Acronyms for 200. Are we ready? Actors 200, ACB. Becky.
What is the American Council of the Blind?
Yes, Becky gets 200. Becky, your choice.
I'll take acronyms for 400.
Okay, the answer is FIA. Woodblock.
Friends in Art.
No.
What is Friends in Art?
Thank you, Paul. Okay, that's Paul. That's correct. Okay, Paul.
Acronyms for 600.
Acronyms for 600. BOP, B-O-P, symbols.
What is the Board of Publications?
Correct. 600. Are you with me, Terry?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, symbols.
I will take firsts.
You will take?
For 200.
Okay, you're looking for firsts. I got to find it. Oh, here we are. Okay. So, first for 200, the first guiding light of ACB radio. Symbols.
Who is Jonathan Moses?
Yes, that is correct. Very good. Symbols. 200.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I will take first for 400.
Okay. ACB's first executive director. Symbols.
Who is Durward McDaniel?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Incorrect. I think I
How about? I think it was
Woodblock. Woodblock.
Who is Charlie Crawford?
That is incorrect also. Cowbell.
Who is Earl Miller?
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you get all that? Okay. So good work, Roger. Your choice.
Let's go ahead with first, the next first.
Okay, you have a daily double. Ding, 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 ding. You can bet up to $500, Roger. How much do you want?
500.
Okay, he's betting 500. Only Roger, okay? The answer is ACB's first assistant treasurer.
Jim Olson.
Who's Jim Olson, right, Roger?
Who is Jim Olson?
Thank you. Okay, good work, Roger. You can continue.
Let's see. Where are we on the first?
You want to go to 800?
First okay. For 800.
Okay. The first African-American to hold a national office in ACB. I hear a cowbell.
Oh, who is Pam Shaw?
Correct. Roger.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Roger, continue.
What are the other categories?
Do you just have random or this for 1,000?
I'm sorry.
You first for 1,000 or random?
Oh, okay. Let's go first for 1,000.
Okay. The answer is ACB's first life member. I hear a cowbell.
Justin Dart Jr.
Who is?
who is Justin Durkee.
That's correct. So now, what section of random do you want, Roger? You want 2, 4, 6,
well,
eight,
let's go for 2.
Okay. The number of grade 2 contractions in the word knowledge. I hear symbols.
1.
That is what?
What is the letter K?
Thank you. Okay. 200 for the symbol player. Thank you.
I will take...
You only have random.
Random.
4.
For 400.
Okay. These body parts were cut off from the 3 blind mice.
Tail.
Squeaky.
What are their tails?
That is correct. Good job. Which what do you want, Becky? 6, 8, or 1,000?
Random for 6.
Okay. The only CEO of National Industries for the Blind who is blind. Paul.
Oh gosh. Who is Gibbons? Jim Gibbons.
Okay, I'll take it. Thank you, Paul. Paul, do you want 800 or 1,000?
1,000.
Okay. So for 1,000 is the president who signed the Rehabilitation Act into law. I hear symbols.
Who is Richard Nixon?
Correct. Awesome. Awesome. And then for 800, the answer is the magazine that Congress temporarily banned from being produced. I hear Woodblock first by a short amount.
What is Playboy?
Correct. We have finished the first round of Jeopardy. And now I have the challenge of asking Tara Lynn to give the scores. Yeah, it is a score. So it's a bit of a challenge, and so I hope you are working on it. We're going to do some addition, complicated logistics here.
Exactly. That is the truth.
But all of you are doing terrifically. I am thrilled. We could do a door prize, I suppose. That's a Mitch decision.
While Terry Lynn gets out her abacus, we talked about that last night. Jackie, let's do 2 now, and we'll conclude with 1 at the end. Our special guest from Brazil, Dr. Lima, has just left. He has an early flight back through Los Angeles to Recife, Brazil. So he's still in the room. Give him a round of applause.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Mr. President,
yes.
our intrepid scorekeeper is ready to go, so it's your call how you want to proceed.
Terry Lynn,
yeah.
let's get the scores,
okay.
And then we'll go to the door prize commercial.
Okay, so what are the scores?
Okay, Becky, no, who's Becky? Squeaky, I don't know, that's right. Squeaky. Okay, sorry. Okay, Becky, minus 400.
Minus?
Yep. Yeah, you lost 1,000, that first thing.
Yeah. Carla, 1,800. Paul, 1,400. And Roger, 2,700.
Whoa.
There is still time to catch up.
All right. We will be back after this message for handing out free stuff for ACB. Jackie?
As they get ready to do the door prizes, and we'll resume Jeopardy shortly.
What a group.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, the first one I have is from $25 donated by the Alaska Council of the Blind, and it's for Billie Jean Keith. Okay. I see you. You're at my table, actually. And the second one is from Florida. $25 door prize is Richard Rueda. R-U-E-D-A. Rueda. Rueda. See here? Oh. Richard Rueda.
not here. He was at the banquet.
I know.
must have been a beer break.
Okay. This one. Yvonne Schnitzler. Is that you? Good. All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. I have no idea who Alex Trebek gets the microphone from or gets the cues from, so I will only say that for the second half of ACB Jeopardy, I turn the microphone over to Peter Alex Trebek Altschul.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mitch. And now we turn to Double Jeopardy. And just so we remember, the numbers are 400, 800, 1,200, 1,600, and 2,000. Okay? And the categories are more acronyms, the first 25 years, and presidents. Becky, since you are in third place, you get to choose.
I'll take more acronyms for 600.
For
800.
800. Okay. Okay. MCAC. Symbols.
What is the Multicultural Affairs Committee?
That is correct. Okay. 800. Okay. Symbols, your choice.
I will take acronyms for 800.
You just did 800.
I'm sorry, for 1200.
For 1200. Okay. SASE. S-A. Symbols.
What is the Sight and Sound Impaired Committee?
Awesome. You are correct. Symbols.
I will take presidents for 800.
Presidents for 800. Let me just find it. That will take a little bit of time. You want 1,800, right? I mean 800.
800, yes.
Okay. Oops. The first president of the American Council of the Blind. I hear symbols, but it's close.
Who is Ned Freeman.
Correct. You. Okay. Please continue. Symbols.
All right. I will take presidents for 1,200.
Okay. The answer is he preceded Paul Edwards as ACB president. Woodblock.
Who is Leroy Saunders?
That is correct. Paul. Continue.
Acronyms for 400.
Acronyms for 400. You would make my life more complicated. Okay.
I would.
CCLVI. Squeaky.
What is the Council of Citizens of the Low Vision International?
Yes, that is correct, Becky. You can choose.
I'll take acronyms. Do we have any left?
No, we do. We have 16 or 2,000.
Acronyms for 16.
Okay. NELDS. Cowbell.
National Educational Legal Defense Services.
I will take it, except you got to say what is.
What is?
Thank
Sorry.
You. Okay, Roger, you get 1,600. You can choose. You can choose your category.
Which presidents do we have?
The 2,000, and we have what else? We have 400, and we have 1,600.
I'll take 2,000.
Okay. ACB's second president. Symbols.
Who is Floyd Qualls?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. Cowbell.
Who is Reese Robro?
That is correct. Yeah. Roger gets 2,000.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Symbols lose 2,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good. Roger. We have presidents for 4 if you want that, or we have...
acronyms for 16.
You want to do acronyms for 16?
No, he hasn't said it.
Yeah, we haven't. What do you want, Roger?
Acronyms for 16.
Okay, you want acronyms for 16. That means I got to find them. Okay, that would be... We just did that, so you can do for 2,000 if you want.
Okay.
You want 2,000?
Yes.
Okay. BFPA. I hear symbols.
What is... You said BFPA?
BFPA.
Oh, boy. What is... I'm
going to
lose. I lost. Oh, man.
Another 2,000. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Anybody else? from the crowd, from the audience. I mean, from the contestants. BFPA.
Oh, I know it now.
Having heard none, first I must tell a story on Kim Charlson. Okay, Kim was 10 years ago. I did The Weakest Blink. Anybody remember that? And Kim had to answer the question, BFPA, what it stood for. And her response was, Blind Friends of People with Alzheimer's. It made the night. The correct answer is Braille Free Press Association. That is correct. Carla, you still are on the board.
Okay.
Is that right? No.
Who did the Am last? I off the board?
No, it's Roger. Roger. Your call.
Okay, let's see.
We have firsts. I think it's about all we have, actually.
We still have, what do we have? I'm sorry.
There's a category called first, which we haven't touched yet. We also have presidents for 400 and 16. That's correct.
Let's do presidents for 16.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. You have the daily double. Okay, now, in order for this to work, I need to know how much he has, Roger. So he has 6,300. Write that down, please. Roger, how much of that do you want to bet? 6,300. All of it? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, that's fine. I thought I heard somebody say that.
Yeah, but it wasn't him.
2,500.
2,500. Okay. The answer is the ACB president to serve only one term. Roger. It's only Roger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Otis Stevens.
Who is, right?
Who is Otis Stevens.
Thank you, Roger. You are correct.
He's unbeatable.
All right, Roger, you're still on the board. Roger?
Okay, let's start out with the first.
You want the firsts?
Yeah.
So all right, let me get there.
For 400?
That's not what I want. Hold on, give me a second. That's not it either. Oh, wait a minute. No, not first. The first 25 years is the category. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, for 400, a still living founding member of Woodblock.
Who is MJ Smith?
That is correct. Paul.
Let's try the last presidents.
All right, that's actually the first presidents for
yep.
400, and I need to find it. All right, here we go. Okay, this president recently served as the ADA compliance officer for the city. Squeaky.
Who is Mitch Pomerantz?
Yes. Becky.
Yes.
I think you have the first 25 years. I think that's all you.
Okay, so the first 25 years for 400.
Four. Okay.
Oh, 800.
800. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do two things at once, which is a dangerous thing to do. Okay, you're for 800 you want, but right, Becky?
Yes.
Okay. The first editor of the Braille Forum. I hear a cowbell.
Ned Freeman.
That is incorrect. I hear cymbals.
Who is?
No, cymbals went first. I'm happy to be overruled, but I heard. Fine, Becky.
Who is Marie Boring?
That is incorrect. Also, see. Okay, now I think it's cymbals. Now, Carla.
Who is Hollis Liggett?
That's wrong too. All of you get it wrong. MJ, who is it? MJ, is she here? MJ. Who's the first editor of the Braille Forum?
Oh.
Mary Ballard.
Oh, my gosh.
No, 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 no.
Okay, Becky, yeah. Please continue.
Okay, first 25 years for 1,200?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, Peter.
Yes.
Let's make sure the answer from our judge,
yeah,
who was Otis, was Ned Freeman.
Really?
Yes.
That's not what the then I will stand corrected. Now who said Ned Freeman?
Take 1,800 away from him.
Yeah. who said Ned Freeman? Roger, okay.
All right.
Roger was the first one, right?
But the question is, when did it become the Braille Forum?
I know. I took this right out of the history, but I will go with the judge.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, no.
The first paid editor
it wasn't Mary.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
We need one snag in the road, or it wouldn't be an ACB convention.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah.
If MJ wants us to start a fight up here just for fun, we could do that.
Yeah. Okay, so
right, ahead,
since
Peter.
Roger got it correct, and I am an idiot, we ask Roger to continue. I think we have just first left Roger.
I remember, incidentally, that Ned and Loretta Freeman used to make an open reel tape recording of the forum.
There you go.
Back in those days.
Okay.
Okay, so
Roger.
What's the...
I think you have 1,200, 1,600, and 2,000 of firsts. I think that's all
okay,
that's left.
Okay, let's go to 12.
Okay, ding, 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 ding. You have another daily double. And we need to how much?
Yeah. I know he's got all of it. How much does he have?
Okay. He's at 9,400. Roger, how much do you want?
I really should make you tell me how much the other people have. So.
That's a good point.
Not nearly as much.
Yeah, not nearly as much, I think, is the answer.
Let's see. I'll go 4,000.
4,000, right. Okay. Only Roger can answer this question, guys, okay? The first ACB special interest affiliate.
Oh, dear. What is Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America?
That is correct. All right, and then have we done this? No, we have not. Okay, so Roger, you got first 25 years either for 1,600 or 2,000.
1,600.
Okay, the first national representative of ACB, Woodblock.
Who is Durward McDaniel?
That is correct. And the last
16.
And the last one is for 2,000. The first woman to edit symbols.
Who is Mary Ballard?
That is incorrect.
Oh, I should have let you finish the question.
That's you probably should have. The full question is the first woman to edit the Braille Free Press.
Who is Marie Boring?
I'm hearing no. Okay, Woodblock.
Who is Marie Boring?
Thank you. Paul gets 2,000. I believe that ends the double Jeopardy round. I'm just going to do a quick check. This president reached. We did that already. Okay, I think we've finished. So. Okay, so here are the scoring before we do the final Jeopardy. So Becky, according to my scorekeeper, has 400. Roger has 13,400. Okay. I know. Just give our intrepid scorekeeper a little bit of time. She has the toughest job of all of us, I think. So she's adding people up.
Once Terry Lynn was told exactly what was involved in scorekeeping last night, we almost lost her.
You would have lost me, Mitch.
It's a really hard job, so thank you, Terry Lynn. She's out of the right. She's minus 1,400. Carla, I'm terribly sorry, but you were exempt from the last round. Let's give her a nice hand. I know. Well, she lost.
And we hope, Madam Barrister, that you're into old-time radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I love old-time radio.
Great.
Oh, good.
I don't like that anyway.
She said it wouldn't be bad.
Maybe
to lose.
You should trade.
Okay, Paula, 6,600. Okay, so does all the contestants know how much you all have?
I'm sorry.
Roger, you have 13,400 or something like that. Okay, we have a final Jeopardy question, and the category is early ACB history. And I need you all, I'm counting on your honor to be honest about this, because I can't see you, to indicate how much you're going to bid, okay? Give it a few seconds. Do the three of you who are still in the running have an amount in mind?
Yes.
Okay, here's the question. And now we get a chance to sing the Jeopardy theme again. Not yet.
No,
we have to read the question first, Michael. All right. Here's the question. The founding editor of the Braille Free Press. And now we can all sing. Do, 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 One more time. Okay. Becky, since you were in third place, what is your answer?
Who is Floyd Qualls?
That is incorrect. How much did you bet?
200.
All right, so you are still in the running. Okay. Paul, how much? What is your answer?
First I bet 6,600.
Okay.
I bet it all.
Okay, and your answer is?
And my answer is Ned Freeman.
That's also incorrect, I believe.
Yes.
So that leaves Roger.
Incorrect.
Roger, what did you? How much did you bet?
6,600.
And what is your answer?
Hollis Liggett.
Who is Hollis Liggett? That's correct, Hollis. Roger.
Yeah. Boy, you get that TV remote thing. That's good.
So
Becky's second.
Roger gets $20,000. Unfortunately, we don't have that for you, but we do have the TV tuner, and Roger, you must come to me. Give me your name and phone number and email address so that I can send the information to Handy Tech, and they will be in contact
and
with you.
Becky's second. All right, Becky.
Becky is second.
It's a miracle.
Becky, you win the ACB gift store certificate, and I think Carla, you need Rushville. Could you sort of work with Becky on that or somebody? Who's responsible for that?
Carla can handle it.
Okay, Carla, would you do find Becky or Becky find Carla, and you'll figure out how that's going to happen. And Carla.
No,
oh,
Paul.
No, Paul. My error. Paul gets the cast management software pack, and I actually have that for you here. I'll give that to you. I'm sure you could use help in managing your money.
I can't manage my points.
And Becky, I'm so sorry, but you do win three old-time radio shows.
Carla.
I am terrible. Carla, from Nebraska. She's very happy with that. So thank you so much for everybody involved. Thanks all the contestants. Thank you to Terry Lynn. And thank you to Mitch for allowing me to do this. And I will now shut up.
And I want to thank our four contestant volunteers plus the eight or nine other folks who put their names in the hat for participating in ACB Jeopardy. I want to give a special thanks to Peter Altshul, our MC, Terry Lynn Pomeroy, our scorekeeper, Elder Stevens, our judge. I want to thank Michael Fulgham for volunteering to help out with the logistics, and to Carla for making sure we had a table with no play settings and all of that. So thank you all very much for participating in ACB Jeopardy.
Right. Okay.
Let us now. I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Otis and ask that whomever is in charge of the Braille Forum raffle tickets come forward. It is time for judgment. All right, Otis.
This story does not involve any known individual. This is a really an imaginary tale, but it suggests the importance to blind people, especially young people, of gaining independence and wanting to live in the sighted world and do all the things that sighted people do. There were a couple of young guys who wanted to do that, and they decided that what they'd like to do is rob a liquor store. And they wanted to do this as real professionals. So they get their guns and they go into the liquor store. And the first guy says, "Stick 'em up." And the second guy says, "Are they up?" Do we have our raffle?
I'm here.
Dan's here to do. Mr. Dillon is here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Dillon, who's going to conduct this raffle.
Thank you.
There
Otis.
You go, Dan.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Otis. It's that time of the evening, guys. Well, listen. Let me say this. This has been a banner year as far as fundraising, and how appropriate that we do this on our 50th anniversary. We set a record with the walk. We set a record big time with the auction. And as far as I know, we have set a record for the raffle. And David Trott, you can correct me if you wish, but from what I've learned, I believe we have sold more tickets, brought in more money with the ACB Braille Forum drawing this year than ever before. I believe the Braille Forum will be alive and well after tonight. As near as we can tell, somebody can correct me if you wish, we have brought in $16,600. Now, that means, I might be all 50 or 100, but anyway, what it means is, though, to break even, we had to raise $6,500. That means over $10,000 for the Braille Forum. How are we doing here? Okay, we doing the 5,000 first?
No, we'll do the third first, then the second, then the first. You think?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do five, and the one, and then the five?
Yeah. 500, then 1,000.
Okay, guys. I've been advised. First, we're going to do the drawing for the third place winner, the $500 winner.
Okay, we have this big box here. Over, I've been shaking up.
Okay. Lane is doing a little shimmy back here with a box, shaking them up really good. Well, he's not in the house. And we're going to have our charter member, MJ, to do the drawing, okay? How appropriate. Okay. I think you all might know this person, okay? The $500 winner is our executive director, Melanie Brunson. Where is our executive director?
Melanie, just remember who shook the box.
Hey, remember who announced the winner. Okay, we're going to draw for our second place, the $1,000 winner, and Elaine's doing his shimmy back here again, and... shake them up good.
I thought I heard him singing Twist and Shout, wouldn't
Okay, from California. Yes, $1,000 winner, second place, Patricia Davis. Is she here? Is she here? You don't have to be present to win, but I wondered if she was here. She is here. Congratulations. Okay, guys, get ready for the big one here. Lane's shaking them up good again. MJ's going to draw. This is for the number first place winner for $5,000, guys. We don't know where she's from, but the first place winner for $5,000 is Betty Stone. I believe she's here. I want to thank everybody for purchasing a raffle ticket. Thank you for participating in this fundraiser. We raised a lot of money for ACB. Thank you, guys.
Can Jackie Ross come up for the last door prize drawing? Jackie, are you here? All right.
Actually, Otis, this is her son Aaron doing the drawing. $25 from Florida goes to Ann Olson. I'm sorry, Anna Olson. Anna Olson, excuse me. How are you, Otis? Good. Can I shake your hand? Aaron Ross, pleasure meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Is Mitchell?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, and my first was 84, so this is 28 years, but I think this was our best ACB National Conference and Convention and Banquet, and it's all because of you, and we all thank you so very much. Otis, maybe a couple of final remarks.
And I simply want to thank you, Mitch, for the great job you have done throughout this convention and throughout your time as president of this organization. I want to commend you for that. There you go.
Thank you, Otis. Ladies and gentlemen, we will, I hope, see all of you and more next year in Louisville, Kentucky. Carla, we got to go back to Maker's Mark, and we've got to visit the bourbon bar up at the top of the Galt House. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that the post-convention board meeting commences tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I think it's Southern Pacific B, and it's one of the Southern Pacific rooms. This banquet of the American Council of the Blind is adjourned. Have a good evening, a good safe trip home. Take care, everyone.
American Council of the Blind, 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 American Council of the Blind. We strive for independence. We strive for equality. We strive for a better place for us all.